The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 106 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of December 6, 2017, brought to you by Warby Parker. This week, we've got a brand new Teen Titans show, Capcom finally gets off their ass, and we all get raptured. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
What's up?
And Lauren's back!
Yay! Hi, it's me!
CJ is still on maternity leave, so
He's on paternity leave.
No, it's maternity.
We got that one right the first time.
They had the baby.
He's on poo-ternity leave.
They had the baby.
They had the baby. He's really cute. His name is... Can I say his name?
I don't know. I'm not CJ.
They had the baby.
Yeah. if you know CJ personally, go congratulate him.
Leave a comment.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe to the baby.
Yeah, like, subscribe for baby updates.
You know, we're already hijack his Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
You got Facebook, Twitter.
Actually,
YouTube.
His baby already has a Facebook, so.
Probably.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Day one,
they
made him a Facebook.
I'm going to slap them all.
Their cats have Facebooks, too.
Well, yeah, but they're cute.
you're like, yeah, but I made those Facebooks. That wasn't them. That was me.
So we'll start off like we usually do with what are you playing? Dom?
So I'm not playing anything. I mean, I am, but nothing new. But over the weekend, Lauren and I watched the new Kingsman movie, The Golden Circle.
Ooh. First one was awesome.
Yeah, we watched the first.
Double feature.
Yeah, we did double feature. We watched them back to back, which
have
is really cool.
Have you not seen the first one?
We've seen it once.
Yeah.
We don't own it, so we kind of just hadn't watched it since.
I didn't see the whole thing.
He fell asleep.
Yeah, I fell asleep during it, so that's what I do.
Not because it was boring, but because he was tired.
Yeah.
Because that movie is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm an old man, so I fall asleep during movies. So I fell asleep during it and
so
woke up. I always wake up right as the credits roll. Every time.
I got this. I'm here. Oh, shit.
Except for when we watched Lego Batman, I was the only person who didn't
fall asleep.
That's true. Everyone else fell asleep.
Passed out, but I think everyone was a little drunk.
Yeah, that's true.
Best way to watch Lego Batman.
Yes. Kingsman: The Golden Circle. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah. No.
That's about the same criticism I've been seeing.
But it's still great. Like, I loved it.
It's still something to go see.
I don't want to spoil anything for you. Did you see it?
The first one?
No, the new second one.
You know, I only see one movie a year.
I know, but...
That one was not my one movie.
Okay. You should come over and just, like, watch movies, because we watch them for free. You don't have to pay for them.
Are they legal?
I don't want to spoil anything about what happened in the movie.
I want to spoil the legality of the movie watching that goes on.
But the movie was really cool. There was a lot of stars in the movie. And, like, you could just tell that their budget was just, like, way up. So
I heard Channing Tatum is, like, not really in the movie at all.
He's barely in the movie.
Ooh.
And he's almost, like, almost all of his scenes are apparently in the trailers they showed.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that plays Oberyn in Game of Thrones? He's in it. What's his name?
I don't know.
I can't remember the actor's
Oberyn.
Name.
Yeah,
but yeah, Oberyn
Martell.
Was in it, and he looked great.
Yeah, he played a cowboy, and he had... basically a lightsaber lasso.
Oh my god.
Sweet.
It was really
he was my favorite character. He was fucking awesome. Just like all, you know, you remember the action, the fight scene in the bar in the first one.
Oh yeah.
Where Colin Firth just beats the shit out of everybody. They had like fight scenes like that. The choreography in these movies is just awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's just super good. And
it's sexy.
That's what's, you know, what makes it worth watching.
Yeah.
It's also really sexy.
Choreography and the filmography, I think whoever's shooting it is doing a really good job.
Matthew Vaughn knows how to direct a movie, you know?
Colin Firth is a gem and so sexy. This movie was sexy, you guys.
It's got Channing Tatum in it.
Barely. Channing Tatum had nothing to do with it because the first movie was sexy too. It's a great time for everyone.
Trying to think. It was sexy. They had that anal scene.
What?
At the end.
Yeah.
No, stop. Oh my god.
I just want to talk about that for a second because that part almost ruins the movie for me.
No, it's a really bad shooting bullshit.
I think it's a really it's out of character just in general for the movie, and I hate the way she says, "We could do it in the asshole." And I'm just like, stop.
I love it. It's hilarious.
I hate it so much.
But no, we both know that what ruins that movie is the lisp that Samuel
Jackson Samuel Jackson's
chose to do.
Lisp.
That takes me out of the movie.
Yeah, I looked it up because I know that it's based off of a comic, but I've never read anything about Kingsman comics.
And I want to read them now.
So do I, but apparently it's like very loosely based off of it.
How Wanted was, or at least a little tie-in?
No, I think it's similar to it, how Wanted was, where it's like kind of the same basic premise. It's probably not as bad as Wanted. Wanted was not
Wanted
even...
Wanted wasn't even fucking close.
They were two totally different things. The only thing they shared was a name.
Yeah.
Really. And, but, like, yeah, I was like, I assume that Samuel Jackson did that because, you know, of course, when you write things down in a comic, the comic character is going to sound one way, and then an actor is going to sound different from when you wrote it. But I was looking it up, and no. Like,
and he plays these kind of tough characters anyway, so I feel like he probably was like, fuck it.
Yeah, well, he made the lisp up because he wanted to... He had a stutter when he was a kid, and he wanted to, I guess...
Oh, have like a...
Have some sort of speech impediment or something. Oh. And he's always wanted to play a Bond villain, and this was his only chance because
he'd be a really good Bond villain.
Yeah, he was like, they're never going to make me play... Let me play a Bond villain. Yeah, so this was
not
his chance.
The movies is done.
So he was a really good bad guy, but his lisp was really, really terrible.
Well,
in the first
me,
one.
It just took me out of the film.
Yeah,
and made me keep being like, "Why is Samuel L. Jackson doing that lisp?"
Yep.
It took away from the character for me.
Exactly.
But otherwise, the second movie was great. What's her name?
Julianne Moore was the main antagonist. She's amazing.
I love her so much, and she did so good. She played such a great villain.
I'm trying to think of the stuff she's been in lately.
I don't know. I mean, she's in stuff like every year. I feel like she does a movie.
Yeah.
She was in the Hunger Game movies. She did that movie Chloe with Amanda Seyfried.
She's always
in something, but
she's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. Halle Berry was in it. She was, she's good. I like Halle Berry. Yeah,
can't think of movies that she's good in, but
Mushmouth was in it.
Yeah, Mushmouth. Jeff Bridges was in it.
We made
fun of him immediately.
We were like, great, they cast Mushmouth.
Yeah.
He's in it.
Yeah,
I feel like he's at that height in his career where like he could just like
be, he doesn't care.
He could just fall into a movie set and be like, I'm in this now.
Yep,
and no one can.
Then
he
shows up and he's just like, I guess I'm in this scene.
Yeah, and the director's like, so what's your motivation? He's like, I'm Jeff Bridges.
And they're just like,
sorry, I'm Jeff Bridges.
Like, Jeff, can you please spit out the gum? And he's like, I'm not chewing.
It's
gum.
Oatmeal.
This is just what I sound like. I can't stand
Beef
it.
Beef Wellington.
Yeah. The worst.
So I totally recommend watching that. Yeah. I honestly want to watch it again.
Would
already.
You recommend doing back to back?
I would recommend doing back to back because everyone you like in the first movie is going to die immediately in the second one. So you better not get attached.
And then the one character that died in the first one
comes back in the second one.
And they show it in the trailer. So it's like,
Yep. Yeah, well, he's immediately.
But the kid who plays Eggsy is also really great. I don't know his name.
Taron Edgerton, something like that. I can't remember.
The
only other thing I've seen him in is that movie Sing. the DreamWorks movie. He plays the gorilla.
He played the gorilla in Sing, which
was
a cute movie.
He's not the kid who was in Baby Driver, was he?
No,
that's
Anson
Elgort.
What the fuck is with these names?
Ansel Elgort.
Name your kids like normal fucking names.
Yeah. I know.
Whatever.
I'm gonna name my kid Lysol something.
No, you're not.
So go see the movie.
Yeah, see it. I'm ready to watch it again.
It's on demand now and stuff. Yeah. Watch it.
Yeah. Totally.
So go see The Golden Circle.
Yep. I assume they're gonna make a third one.
Yeah. No, that did pretty well, so I'm not surprised if they make a third
one. And I assume the third one's not gonna be the curse of the trilogy.
Yeah.
You could already kind of see it ramping up in this one where, like, they kind of...
Things are getting a little out of hand.
Yeah, I would say that it's a lot more ridiculous than the first one. Yeah. The first one had some ridiculous stuff in it because it was, like, kind of a over-the-top James Bond.
And that stuff
kind
of,
but this was even more ridiculous.
They kind of... All the reviews kind of steered towards, like, the... I think it's when they're... When someone's shooting heads off of people or something like that, or ripping people's heads off, and it's like confetti instead of...
Oh, when their heads are blowing up.
Oh, yeah,
when
their heads are blowing up,
the
fireworks,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like that was really focused on.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. I think they just kind of took that and kept going.
Yeah. It was a little bit, yeah, it was a little bit hokey the way that they did it, but I...
Also Americans. So.
But yeah. I thought it was kind of funny because, you know, instead of showing just, like, heads exploding, they just, they did it in a more, in a creative way instead of just showing heads blowing up for,
it's,
like,
it reminds
hours.
Me of what you would see in a comic book.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
So, I don't know. I liked it, and I think everyone should see it.
I thought it was a cool style idea.
So go see it, everyone. So, besides you guys watching Kingsman, I've been playing Everybody Has Gone to the Rapture, which I talked about a little bit.
Oh, this is a game?
Yes.
He's not just informing you that everyone has gone to the Rapture.
I was reading this on our list of like topics, and I was like, What is he talking about? Yeah. When did TJ get religious?
Same thing when I looked at the game and saw it on Steam and was like, what the fuck is this game?
So what is it?
So it's pretty much, it's under walking simulators. It's pretty much your...
Like the park.
Under, like Quap?
No, not like Quap, like the park like, that we played.
Oh. I thought you meant walking simulators. Yeah, like get up, like Quap.
Everybody Quaps to the Rapture.
I didn't know what you meant.
I played that game.
I would too, actually.
So you play.
Can we make a genre called Quapping Simulators where we just make a whole bunch of games that are Quap based?
It's just like your fucking simulator going nuts and you just have no control. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture takes place in this small town in England. And each chapter of the game, what you're doing is pretty much walking around and learning the story of this town. And you realize there's no one in it. And the only thing working is telephones, TVs, and these radios that don't really work. They just tell you stuff, what's going on exactly.
Like in Fallout, kind of, where you got like basic information.
Yeah,
and, like,
pretty much.
Signals.
And you're not talking to someone, but it's stuff from the past coming through these signals. And each chapter focuses on a certain person in the town, and each chapter goes from when weird stuff started happening to the town to when they were quote unquote raptured.
Nice.
And it's just,
I think you mean quap on quap rapture.
Quap on quap.
Oh my God, it's so silly.
I'm really, really enjoying this game.
Yeah.
The story is really riveting.
How long do you know how long the story is supposed to take?
I don't know. I'm a few hours in.
Okay.
And
I've
gone through three or four chapters by now.
Okay. So it's a pretty big story.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty large level base, too. And you don't feel it because the towns are kind of sectioned off, almost.
It was cheap, too. Wasn't it like $20?
It was like $3, $4.
Oh my God.
And I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
That sounds really good. I would totally get that.
And it's literally you're just walking around, and the only other button is your right click to just click on open doors. Mm. Or there's these lights that you find that kind of are like play buttons for past scenes.
Okay.
And then you look around to find a light that's going around. You kind of follow it to go through the storyline.
That's pretty
almost.
Cool. So is it like a kind of like a horror game, or is it...
I
like a psychological, like a thriller.
It's kind of a psychological almost because you're spoilers for a game that's been out for a while. Almost like heaven or like God based, but almost like something out there was trying to communicate with us, and this almost disease spread out.
Okay,
because of how they're communicating with us doesn't work.
Hmm.
Okay,
and then you're following this. Because the game has broken up into chapters, and then there's an overall arc of a scientist named Kate, who's in, like, a laboratory up on, like, the middle of town.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, yeah. and she kind of is talking about where this signal is coming from and all these, you know, how she's trying to get more communication out there to find out what it is. And it's... The signal is almost affecting the entire town, and it's locked down, and then you see how these people react to just people disappearing, and it's...
I imagine not well.
No, not well at all, and some people just... It's just such a great story-driven game.
Huh.
The only issue is the walking. It is slow as shit.
There's no run?
The
jog.
Run, literally the run button is you have to hold down shift and your guy kind of picks up speed after five or six steps, but it's a little bit faster than a walk.
Oh my god.
Apparently there's
it's probably you're meant to go through slowly. You're supposed to take it in slow.
There's like artwork that's supposed to be around that you're supposed to get you can get achievements and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very like the developers felt like you need to see this stuff. And
no games, speed runs.
Some of the parts of the games are breathtaking. The music and the sound direction is fantastic. I'm really sad this company went under this year. And they won't be putting out games like this.
Which company was it?
Chinese Room.
I have no idea.
It's a very indie company. They make kind of these one-off games.
Yeah.
I've been to a Chinese restaurant.
It's about
pretty much the same thing.
They develop games back there.
Yeah.
And it's sad that they won't make any of these because I love these type of games.
They're
just story-driven. And
I'm going to buy this after we... You have
really
sold it, honestly.
Honestly,
I'm going to buy it after
this. Running and walking is going to frustrate you in places.
No, it's okay.
Because there's
like
also
move,
places
Because I
that,
like to move slowly through stuff like that anyway.
Well, there's also places in the storyline that like you can't even run. Like, it locks you to walk.
Yeah.
And it's very like slow parts, but... Honestly, I really love the game. There's either people that love it like I do or hate it because it's just storyline.
Yeah.
And
I really...
This isn't a game at all!
Yeah. The Steam reviews are one or the other.
Right.
So...
That's like the park. Like, you don't do anything. You just go through the
right,
story.
But
it's a story.
When TJ was telling us about this game last week, I was like... I talked about the park and how like it sounds like it's a similar thing, except this game is good. And it wasn't the anger from the park wasn't, oh, this isn't a game, we don't do anything. It was, this is confusing and stupid, like, and 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
And like it just didn't make any sense and there was no real conclusion. Nothing was wrapped up.
This game, it's great because each chapter does focus on one person.
Yeah.
And you feel for the character by the end. Because a lot of them go through traumatic events, and they kind of deal with them through these like last few days.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny because there's pretty a part much. Of me that just wants to be like, okay, stop talking about it because I want to learn about it on my own.
There's a lot.
Don't tell me.
And even I would definitely look at before you start the game, look at the achievements for the game because they kind of even the achievements clue you on to what you should be looking for.
Yeah.
But even the menu has for like start. It has the start. Like button, but also under it's like watch out for certain things. It's just really I love this game. I didn't think I would. I saw everybody goes to Rapture and was like, what the fuck is this? Bought it for $3 on sale and I really enjoy the game. But
awesome.
If you don't like heavily story driven games and don't like stuff that has very little action, don't buy this game. Mm-hmm. You're not going to like it. But if you like story-driven games, this is definitely one to pick
up.
Good.
Well, awesome. We'll be playing it later, I guess.
Yeah, I definitely want to play it.
So moving on to some nerd news. I've got some stuff that came out. WB TV. So DC's kind of love child with TV.
With Warner Brothers, yeah.
Isn't that the CW?
Yeah, more or less. Well,
the WB doesn't exist anymore.
It does.
Warner Brothers,
does.
Yeah. Warner Brothers owns the CW. Yeah.
I know, but I'm saying the channel is the CW now. It's not the
right.
WB.
Yeah, but
it's still under the WB.
What's
yeah.
the C stand for?
Who knows?
Okay.
Comcast Warner? I don't know.
Probably, maybe.
It's probably.
So WB TV, they showed the first shot of Brenton Thwaites as Robin, a.k.a. Dick Grayson, a.k.a. Nightwing, a.k.a. Renegade, a.k.a. Batman, a.k.a. Agent 37.
So wait, what?
So they showed the first shot of Robin in the new Titans, which is Teen Titans show that's going to be coming up on DC's yet-to-be-named streaming service.
All right.
Because everybody needs one.
I bet you they name it something stupid.
Oh, yeah, of course. So this show apparently has been wanting to come out for a while. They announced the show in 2014. And
wow.
Yeah.
4 years?
Yeah. And then TNT was apparently the one that picked it up. And then they dropped it in 2016.
Okay.
And then apparently this is all redoing.
I didn't think that TNT picks up new shows.
I didn't think so either. I thought
they
just replayed.
Shows from 30 years ago.
It's just Walker,
Texas Ranger.
TNT is just like cop procedurals. Like it's like NCIS and like CSI and
Walker, Texas
Criminal
Ranger,
Minds.
and Saved by the Bell, The College Years.
Oh, boy.
That was like 10 years ago. They don't show that stuff anymore. By the way, the C and CW is for CBS. It's the partnership between CBS and Warner Brothers.
Gotcha.
Which is why Supergirl was initially on CBS.
Oh, because they tried to split it up.
Yep.
Gotcha. So apparently it was just the writing wasn't great, and just the TV station didn't know if they should pick it up or not, but it's definitely on now. They've announced every single actor that's going to be in there. A lot of the names I do not recognize at all.
I recognize a couple of them.
Alan Richardson is the only one I know. Who's because that? He was in Smallville. He was Aquaman.
Oh, right.
And he was also in Laser Team, if anyone's seen the Bruce Tiet movie. That. He was also in that as well. And then the main actor, Brenton Thwaites, was the main role for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Six
was
or
it Dead
Man
Tell No Tales
23, whichever what? One just
He's
came out.
He's the main
out.
Actor in that, apparently. The main role.
Johnny Depp wasn't?
No. Well, he's the
isn't Johnny
lacrosse.
Depp the main character of Pirates of the Caribbean? Isn't that who's
so?
Funding all these fucking movies?
Apparently, because they don't. Apparently, they make money, so.
Who's still seeing these movies?
I don't
Nobody.
Know because
it
I don't know anyone that's.
It took me 3 tries to get through the third one.
Oh, I didn't even see the third one.
I saw
the first one, saw some of the second one, and then no.
I tried to
that's
see
pretty
the third
much how
one
I was too.
Theaters,
the third one was
and,
awful.
The power went out when I went to see it in the movie theater, and
it's
then
a sign.
And then I like
the movie
had
signs.
It, yeah. and I tried to watch it at home, and I fell asleep.
Yep.
And then I tried, and then I finally got it like the third time,
it's
which
just
I
boring.
Only because I only watched the second half because I was like, I've seen the first half twice.
Yeah.
So
the only actress I know is Minka Kelly in it.
Who's that?
I don't know. She dated Derek Jeter. That's how I know her.
And oh. also, she's the daughter of the
an Aerosmith guitarist.
Yeah, an
yeah.
Aerosmith guitarist, and
whatever.
That's like it. She a lot
not
of
not a current
been,
Aerosmith guitarist, like yeah. one of their former ones, I think.
Okay, so a bunch of unknown actors.
It's a lot
much.
Of.
Okay.
It's a lot of. Like B-list actors
yeah.
or people that haven't really done a lot of acting.
I don't think they've reached B yet, but let's go with E.
No, but that's usually what sells. I mean, Grant Gustin was a no-name actor when he played Flash.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Well, I mean, he was in Glee.
He was in Glee first.
But
yeah.
he wasn't... I mean, I
well,
no
if you
idea
think
the
about the fan
was.
Base that watched Glee, that means that he is
yeah.
was not
yeah,
a no-name
but
actor.
Are they the same fan? I guess. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of movies and shows that
there's
pull
a lot of
from,
crossover.
Well, just pull from kind of the not the tier one
yeah.
actors, just well, try to get new talent
the,
in.
The way yeah. that I usually describe that is...
Well, also because they can't afford tier one.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true.
But when it comes to superheroes, I generally think that's a good idea because...
Yes. I don't think
my
use a
yeah, what I always actor. Point to is Daredevil. Like, when I'm watching X-Men, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine.
Yes.
You know, Patrick Stewart, even though he's the most one of the most well-known actors in the world, he is Charles Xavier.
Yes. Yeah.
When I watched Batman Forever... I wasn't watching Batman. I was watching George Clooney in a Batman suit. When I watched Daredevil, I was watching Ben Affleck in a Daredevil
yeah.
suit. Like it's when they're such an A-list actor, it's really difficult to separate them or to not separate them from the character.
Because you see they're acting in
right
instead of just getting this brand new person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like unless they do a really good job yeah.
like Deadpool.
Right, exactly. Like Ryan Reynolds is huge, but he was basically born to play Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the show is apparently supposed to be the start of the Teen Titans. It's literally Dick Grayson is supposed to be just coming out of the shadow of Batman.
Okay.
And
oh, yeah, Dick's just coming out.
Yep. Finally.
Coming out. Richard is coming out of Batman's shadow, and they're saying that he might be coming like out as Nightwing at some point, which would be really cool.
Well, I mean, the poster that I saw was Nightwing.
No, the poster is Robin.
Oh, it's Robin? I thought it was a Nightwing. Okay.
No, it's Robin. The suit looks almost like it got pulled from the comic.
Oh, okay.
It looks like a mix of his old suit and his new one. So, the redone one. So, it looks great. But the characters are going to be Robin, Starfire,
Raven,
Beast Boy, which
yep.
will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then reoccurring characters will be Hank Hall or Hawk and Dawn Granger, Dove. And then a Amy Rohrbach, which is apparently a police detective that Robin will work with.
Okay.
The show will mostly focus on Robin,
mm-hmm.
and then the characters will kind of branch out from there.
Aren't they making a Nightwing movie?
There's talks of a Nightwing movie.
Do they have
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
That would be fantastic.
That would be, but
no.
Because,
like, I'm so mad that they brought that up and then didn't go anywhere with
it
in Dark Knight Rises.
You could have stopped that. You could have stopped that. I'm so mad with Dark Knight Rises. That can apply to anything in that
but
movie.
I'm saying, like, I'm mad that they.
I know.
That they, like, pulled it
Like, I'm most mad that his legal born name was Robin.
Yeah, no,
I think
that was
the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I think I blocked that out.
That was so stupid.
I only saw the movie once.
Oh.
Maybe twice.
I didn't dislike the movie, but there was a lot that I disliked about it.
I couldn't listen to Bane.
It was kind of. It was trying to take multiple storylines from the comics and smush them together.
And none of them made sense.
And none of them really, it didn't really make
sense. I agree. Bane's voice was painful to listen to, but I thought he was a good character. I thought he was a realistic, like, legitimately terrifying villain.
I did, except I would have liked the original Bane more.
Probably,
He's this freedom fighter from South America, and he's just trying to free people from the government.
Yeah.
He was, in this movie, he was more of, like, just a general terror.
Dick.
Yeah.
And he did really good at it, but you're right, if it wasn't really a Bane character.
So the pilot episode for Titans and continued development is going to be under Jeff Johns. Which we've seen almost
can't
every
go wrong
DC.
There.
Yeah, he's the creative officer for DC. So, and the Arrowverse creator, Greg Berlanti.
Okay,
he's taken over for the other guy that got
shit canned.
Yeah, for shit canned for touching people.
Yeah,
but he's also he created the Arrowverse. He created almost every show.
Good.
Off the bat. So it'll be cool to see if they kind of smush those shows together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice that the CW has, is the only place where you can go, really, for, filmed DC things that don't suck.
Good filmed DC things.
Because they had the Arrow one that did really well, because it was just a basic, there was no superpowers or anything.
Yeah.
And then Flash pulled off of that, and then off of Flash and Arrow was
Supergirl.
And then Supergirl was kind of just put in there on the side, and then slowly mixed in.
Yeah.
And then this, I don't think, is going to cross over that much just
probably
because
not.
It's going to be a stream service.
Like when
unless it does well, and then they might pull it over to CW. But
it's just that when I hear about DC stuff, when I hear about DC movies, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
just,
everyone's
let's
idea.
Let's just not. And, but when I hear about DC shows for CW and stuff, I'm like, okay,
let's
go for
it. Thing with them for the last probably 20 to 30 years, is Marvel does the movies really well, and DC does shows really well.
And it used to be the other way, where you heard a Marvel show, and you're like, uh-oh. But now Marvel has started turning that around, kind of since they got bought by Disney, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but
they've been trying to compete with the Arrowverse.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
And they're doing it. And that's what's funny, is they need to compete with the Arrowverse, and it's probably not as good. But they do have a lot of shows, but I do really like their stuff. But they're at least...
they're kind of shotgun blowing it, though, with the shows, because I don't even know how many there are anymore.
But they're at least competing.
Yeah.
The movies is they're in two totally different tiers. It's not even
a competition.
They're not even playing the same sport.
So I'm excited to see a Teen Titans show.
Me too. I love the Titans cartoon, and the only thing that I am upset about is that Cyborg... Cyborg was my favorite character in Teen Titans, and now that he's in Justice League, he's obviously not going to be in this.
Yeah, they couldn't bring him over, which sucks, because, I mean, the thing is, when they retconned the DC Universe in the New 52, they brought Cyborg over to Justice League.
Yeah.
So I could see why they're kind of just leaving him behind, but it's also the start of this team, so I could see only pulling a few characters.
That's true,
I'm a little confused on Hawk and Dove, but...
They'll be recurring characters. It's going to... I mean, Beast Boy is going to be everyone's favorite. Guarantee. Yeah.
And I guess they're just supposed to be, the Justice League, people
Junior.
That come down and just, tell you, hey, you can put this team together and we'll watch you so you don't fuck up.
Yeah,
everything.
And we'll intervene every once in a while when you really screw up.
I'm hoping the first costume for Robin looks great. I'm really hoping Coriander doesn't look like garbage.
Yeah,
because she's all orange, so if they do CGI, it'll look like shit.
Raven's costume will probably be pretty easy to pull off.
Yeah.
Beast Boy,
another one that's
gonna
be going
concerning.
To be a lot of CGI, so.
Or he's just gonna look like a goblin.
Yeah, that one too. So I'm hoping for the best. I'm kind of sad that it's on a streaming service. which will also include Young Justice season 3, which I still don't understand either, because Young Justice is good. And I don't know why they're putting it on a stream service.
Maybe that's why they're putting it on the stream service, because they're like, if you want to watch this good show, now you have to pay us.
I'm hoping it's not like a...
AKA extortion.
I'm hoping it's not like a, it's on a web thing, so it's only going to be like 10 minutes long.
Oh my God, yeah, like little webisodes.
Yeah, I'll fucking kill myself.
But... I mean, I guess if they release all, like they do with the Marvel shows, they release the entire season in one day. If they do that with this, I'll sign up for a 30-day free trial of it, watch it all, and then just never do it again and see how it is.
A lot of people are going to do it, yep. But hopefully that's enough to like get them to make more.
Exactly.
So
then I'll have to... use another email address to do it next year.
hopefully this does well. I think next year it's supposed to be shown off, so I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So next is, I'm just going to do a quick thing on, DayZ is finally leaving Early Access.
Finally.
Next year.
Next year.
The creators of DayZ, if you don't know, is a zombie survival game. It was based off a mod of an earlier game, and this one was kind of the first open-world zombie survivor game that kind of launched all the others. So Ark, Rust, Miscreated, all those kind of were based off of DayZ, and even PUBG almost looks exactly like DayZ.
And I think PUBG is finally out of Early Access, or just about to leave Early Access.
I think they're about to,
and
because
I think that's why
the
this
Xbox
is
version is... coming out
yeah.
soon. So
and I think that's
official.
Why this is... I want to touch on that for a second, actually. I didn't put that on
PUBG?
Here. Yeah. So it's coming out. The Xbox version's launching, and it's going to be locked, I guess, at 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
On all Xbox platforms. And...
which sucks, because the Xbox One X just came out.
Exactly. Well...
could have run probably at 60 frames per second.
Probably, but we don't really know, but they're locking in at 30, and I heard a lot of people saying that the reason that they're locking in at 30 is because the normal Xbox One can't run it at 60, so we have to lock it at 30 and make everyone else suffer. And like, people are like, this is what happens when gamers refuse to get with the times and upgrade to new technology, and I'm like,
it's
fuck
like
you.
The same technology.
It's like,
just,
fuck you.
We
it's
just also got like a, the Xbox One.
Exactly. It's only a few years old.
And also,
we got it 2 years ago.
This game is still technically an alpha beta game.
Yeah.
And
here's
even
the other
developers
thing.
Developers are like, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves
right.
with how big this game got.
Yeah. And that just came out like this week, last week, maybe.
Yeah.
And the Xbox One X came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, like, I highly doubt that that's the reason that they're locking it. Like, oh.
Wait, Xbox One X One?
No.
No.
Xbox One X.
Oh, I thought you said Xbox One X One. I was like, wait, they made another?
No. It's the first edition.
I was like, what? Okay, I'm so sorry.
It's like, I can't imagine that that's the reason that, like,
yeah.
this technology is so good and the older one, it came out a week ago. Like, what the fuck you?
And, like, developers usually get these developer kits way in advance if they want to, but they want this game to play with, get to as many people as possible.
Exactly.
So, I could see PUBG doing that. But I think it's just because PUBG's gotten so popular, and I don't think the developers can keep up with PUBG.
No, that's exactly what I agree with.
And like, you're seeing the same thing that happened to DayZ, is that the game got really popular, and the developers couldn't keep up with the demand of what the gamers wanted.
Right.
And DayZ's been in this pre-alpha state
for 4 years?
4 or 5 years now, and they're going to continue, so... it's, and DayZ has come and gone. Like,
yeah.
The games of zombie survival games have come up and then dive.
Frankly, when it releases into a full version, I don't think it's going to do that well because they missed the time frame in which they had.
And the thing is, the mod is still better than the actual game for DayZ.
What's the mod?
The mod was for Armor 2.
Oh.
And it was Arma 2 DayZ mod.
Yeah.
And it just made Arma 2 a zombie survival game. Mm-hmm. And it still had more stuff in it than this game does currently.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was like Counter-Strike Source was... Oh, no, Half-Life 2 was a Counter-Strike mod or whatever.
Yeah.
And
Counter-Strike
it's like,
was a mod.
Yeah.
And then just became its own game.
Yeah.
So it's sad to see that this game's not going to do well, because even though I fucking hate it to no end, it did start a path that we're currently on of these open world... explorable, survival, craftable games, but they're saying it's going to come out in Early Access next year, so probably somewhere in 2030.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. So yeah.
It's leaving early access. We don't know when, but yeah. It will eventually.
They say next year, but DayZ's development cycle has been slow at best.
They say a lot of stuff.
So get ready for that game.
Yeah.
So moving on to Geek On Geek Off. Lauren, you got something.
Yes. So I actually just saw this literally right before we started recording.
Yes. You made me watch it.
Yeah, I did. They're making, or they've made a fourth Insidious movie called Insidious: The Last Key.
And for people that don't know Insidious, like I didn't, and was suffered through that.
You didn't suffer.
I don't like scary movies.
That's because you're a puss. So it's a horror movie series that started out with Dom. How would you explain it? You describe it better than I would.
Describe the shaft of this. Describe the balls, the bottom of this.
Here's the balls. It stars Patrick Wilson, who played Night Owl in Watchmen.
Oh, okay, cool.
Him and, is it Rose Byrne?
I don't recall.
It's either Rose Byrne or Emily Blunt, one of the two. I think it's Rose Byrne. It's Rose Byrne.
Not Emily Blunt.
Okay, so it's Rose Byrne. So it stars him and Rose Byrne and their little son, who is the kid from Iron Man 3.
Okay.
And basically, he has, like, sleepwalking problems.
The little kid?
Yeah, little kid, yeah. Okay. So he sleepwalks, and he's having, like, these really bad nightmares. And then they find out that it's not really nightmares that he's having. He's actually being haunted by an entity. So they call in a paranormal investigator, played by Lynn Shea, who... You got him.
Sorry. Mosquito.
It's fucking like 10 degrees out. Why is there mosquitoes?
I'm pretty sure he got me in my hand before, so he could eat me.
Lynn Shea is, she's in like so many different horror movies. She's just like a staple of
like. She's one of those people that are just like.
If it's a horror movie, if it's a horror movie, you're going to see her there. So she's a paranormal investigator, and she actually was friends with Patrick Wilson's mom when he was a kid, and they find out that he was haunted when he was a kid, and like the spirit like basically transferred to his son, and there's a whole other world called The Further. It's like the kind of like the upside down from Stranger Things.
Yeah, but it's where like it's basically like the ghost world essentially. Yeah.
So when he goes to sleep and goes into nightmares, he's actually like basically having crossing out of body over. Experiences and crossing over into The Further and seeing ghosts and stuff there. So that's the first one, and the first one is it's amazing. It's one of the best horror movies I've ever seen.
Yes,
it's not that scary. It's actually
more of a psychological.
Yeah, it's more of a thriller.
Okay. It gets creepy.
It's creepy, yeah, it's creepy, but I don't, you know, it's, there's...
I would put it on scary.
You probably would,
you would need
a diaper.
Yeah.
But that's really good. The
I
second one...
On
yeah.
Like, Dom is chill through it, I get a little spooked,
I would cry.
You would pee everywhere.
There,
just fire hose.
The movie is, like, super, super good up until the end when they reveal the demon that's haunting them, and he looks like Darth Maul.
And, it looks exactly like Darth Maul.
It's one of those things where you're like sitting on the edge of the seat, like watching this movie, like this is really good, and they show that, and you're just like done, and just like get up and leave. I was like, are you fucking serious?
Please? Was this the first or the second?
That
one?
Was the first.
And then
boy.
Like the second one is really good too.
The second one was good. Yeah,
they're haunted by like this like fucking this fucked up like cross dressing old dead
nun.
Dude.
Yeah, she's like dressed as a nun.
No, she's dressed as like a dead. You think it's like a dead like old woman, but it turns out to be like this guy who his mom forced him to dress like a girl when he was a kid.
Oh, that's fucked
and
up.
So it's like some fucked up shit. And then the third one
don't remember
was with the hot guy from The Wedding Date.
What the fuck is the wedding date?
With the girl from Will and Grace with Deborah Messing.
Oh,
and
okay.
That guy. And with the original, the guy who played Lancelot in Kingsman, the first one, the one that died in the beginning, he was in that movie.
I don't remember these characters or these
in
movies.
The Wedding Date. That's a great
movie.
It's a great rom-com. It's
like
fantastic.
Shazam.
Yeah.
But it's,
The Wedding Date starring Shaquille O'Neal.
Shit, what is his name?
I have no idea.
What Deborah Messing is in a movie is
yeah,
shocking.
Right?
Hold on. Insidious... I gotta look this up
now. I mean, they brought
Dermot
Mulroney. So he's in that.
You should have said the dude from Shameless. Jesus Christ.
All right, he was in Shameless, too.
That's a movie, too?
No, it's a TV
really
show.
Tired.
You ever seen Shameless?
No,
it's fucking amazing. It's on Showtime.
Let's stay on topic. Stop. Yeah. So, yeah, he and his daughter are, like, haunted by, like, a dead neighbor or something.
I don't remember.
We watched it once, and it was dumb.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But the fourth one, basically, Lin Shaye returns, and it's going to... So let's get to the fourth one. This is what was exciting.
Well, wait. The key to the fourth one is that the first two were directed by...
Nice pun work there, sir.
Yeah.
Because it's called The Last Key.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that at all. The first two were directed by James Wan.
Yeah.
He's a horror director.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, he's done like a ton of stuff.
And he's directing the fourth one. A third one was directed by somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else who probably didn't watch the first two.
He did watch the first two because he was in the first two. And he's actually a good character in them.
Oh.
Who was it?
The guy who played Specs. One of the paranormal investigators, one of Lin Shaye's helpers with the glasses.
No. So the fourth one, again, stars Lin Shaye, and it's more about her, which is kind of awesome that she's kind of become more of a focus in these movies, rather than in the beginning where the focus was like Patrick Wilson's character.
Yeah. Well, because
she's the paranormal.
She's the Ghostbuster.
Yes.
Basically, yep.
But so it basically, I'm still confused as to what point in time the fourth one's going to take place during, because
she's
died
dead.
In the second movie.
It sounds like it's probably before she started doing all this stuff and then kind of like.
Maybe this is
slowly,
what got her into like helping
it could
people.
Be because
her
basically,
whole family died because of all this shit. So she's off.
Yeah.
Right, these
so
fucking things.
This paranormal thing that she's going to be investigating is taking place in like her childhood home essentially. Yeah. And so
with her family, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's her family. I think that it's another family that's living there.
Probably a family that's either living there or that lived there before or after her something.
Yeah.
I think it's very early in her career of Ghostbusting.
Yeah, but it looks
Ghostbusters went way better if it was like this.
Yeah.
It doesn't look super scary, which is fine because that's fine with me. As long as like it's I still want to watch it. The fucking creepy thing that they kept showing, all of his fingers were like skeleton keys.
Yeah.
Which
I thought was a little too
tips of his fingers. But what's
nail in the head kind
of. Well, what was interesting was I looked this up and it's on what is this? The Google description is just parapsychologist Elise Rayner, which is Lin Shaye's character, and her team travel to Five Keys, New Mexico, to investigate a man's claim of
get
a haunting.
Get it? His hand has five keys on it.
Terror soon strikes when Rayner realizes that the house he lives in was her family's old home. So,
it's just like, how much could you hit the nail on the head with this key shit? Like,
this is also...
He's got keys, and it takes place in the keys.
This is
the Florida keys.
I don't know. The director is not James Wan.
I thought it was.
It says it's Adam Robitel. Don't know who that is.
Yeah, Adam Robitel.
Producers are James Wan, Jason Blum. Jason Blum also does a lot of horror.
Yeah, he does.
Hopefully they have a hand in it and not
he
just
did,
like, let
yeah.
this guy
Oh, Jason
reign.
Jason Blum did Paranormal Activity.
Oh, okay.
And he did he did The Purge.
That one was good,
he
wasn't
did,
it?
He worked on Get Out. Sinister.
Get Out was good.
Oh.
Sinister's my favorite movie.
Oh, well, they definitely nailed them.
He worked on Split. He worked on The Visit. He's like, he does all types of horror.
Yeah, James Wan directed Saw, and he's actually directing Aquaman, too.
He did The Conjuring.
What the
fuck?
James
Wan
did
The Conjuring. Yeah.
That's going to be weird.
Dom and I watch a lot of horror movies.
I can tell.
Zero horror movies.
However, Dom, James Wan did Dead Silence.
Oh, that movie sucked. That was stupid as shit.
It was a ventriloquist dummy type of movie.
Okay. Well, usually if you see a director has a lot of good movies and then there's just that one.
He worked
on
Aquaman too.
I just said he's directing Aquaman.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Which
I'm sorry.
I'm hoping does have that kind of edgier.
Yeah.
I mean, the DC movies are edgy to begin with, but
yeah.
to make because it's underwater.
Yeah, on the edge
so,
of trash.
Yeah. But it's underwater. It's going to be dark and.
Well, you remember they said that Aquaman is supposed to be kind of a horror movie, which is so weird. But
I think so because it's supposed to be in Atlantis under the ocean.
I'll go see it.
Yeah.
Put Jason Momoa on a big screen. I'm there. I don't care what the movie is.
It looks good.
He could star in a live action version of Smurfs. I'd be there.
I don't know. Smurfs is real bad.
I would fucking watch it.
So go check out the trailer for Insidious, The Last Key.
Last Key.
The Last Key.
The Last Five Keys. Keys.
Just look up keys. You'll fucking run into it.
Release date is January 5th, 2018.
Oh, wow.
So soon. Yeah. So I definitely want to go see this in theaters. Just because it's fun. Go see it with your friends. Check
Bring a diaper.
Out. Watch all the movies. We like movies.
Or don't. Join me.
Don't join TJ. He's a
Or watch one movie a year.
Just one movie. Dom, you got some geek on.
Got some geek on. So it was announced that Capcom finally announced that they are making two things. First, I heard that they're making and putting a Mega Man X collection on all current consoles, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch.
Woo!
Now, Mega Man X Collection already exists. I think I have it for GameCube. Yeah. So I'm going to buy it again because playing Mega Man X on the go on my Switch is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's one that you sit on the toilet.
Exactly. You know, Mega Man X is amazing. X2 is good. X3 is good. And then they start getting kind of bad.
What's Final Fantasy?
Pretty much. X8 is the fucking worst Mega Man game I've ever played. But
is the theme song for it that X gonna give it to you? Song?
It should be. They're all made way before that, but it should be.
A DMX song?
Just like an 8-bit version of X gonna give it to you.
Yes! Oh my god, that would be so cute.
Probably exists on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
I would love it.
But they also announced that they're making Mega Man 11.
After the, what was the game that was the spiritual successor?
Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9 came out.
Mega Man X2, isn't that technically...
No,
that would be 12.
Because Mega Man X was not Mega Man 10.
It was a joke.
Okay.
I know.
So it was like
different.
The iPhone X?
Kind of. there were two... Mega Man and Mega Man X were two separate series that were going on at the same time. So there was like Mega Man like 1 through... Man, I think 5 on the NES. Like they made a fucking Mega Man game like every 10 days at that point. Like there's so many of them. They're so hard. And then the Super Nintendo had Mega Man X and had that series going through. And then... Eventually,
two different sub companies that were pumping them out.
Pretty much, yeah. And then they eventually like moved over to PlayStation. The Mega Man series was pretty good throughout. The X series got really bad after a while.
Yeah. It's only when you're pumping them out every year, it only takes so long before they're shitty.
Exactly. But then after obviously a giant hiatus in like 2008 or 2009, something like that. They came out with Mega Man 9. It was an 8-bit. Version just like the old Mega Man games, and it was fucking great. I loved it. Like I bought it, and it was awesome. Then they made Mega Man 10, which was just about as good, not quite as good. So now they're making 11, and I can only imagine that it's going to be great again.
Hopefully,
it's just.
And when did 10 come out?
Probably 2011 or 2012.
That's
something
a pretty
like that.
Big gap to fuck things up. And
yeah.
Seeing as how Mighty No. 9 didn't do as well as
yeah,
people
but Cap-
hoped.
But Capcom had nothing to do with that. Well, that was the creator of Mega Man who basically got fired from Capcom because they treated Mega Man like a pile of shit for so long. They just didn't do anything with him. They had Mega Man 64, which is awful, and the Battle Network games and like all these other weird stuff. And they just like wouldn't make a Mega Man game. So they finally made Mega Man 9, and it was like, see, this is what people want. And I think that they could do a lot of really awesome stuff with Mega Man. And they're just not going to. But I will.
They're going to do like a Metroid Prime kind of feel to it.
No.
Or are they just going to stick with like the?
They're going to stick with stock. I want them to make a Metroidvania kind of game, like a Metroid style game, not Metroid Prime first person, but like normal Metroid. I want them to make that as Mega Man kind of like. Like really creepy and realistic environments, going through caves and going through different areas. They always have a fire level, a snow level, a water level. Like if they had a giant map where those things were like broken up and, you kind of had free range of where you wanted to go, which you do now, you have your 8 robot bosses and you choose which level you want to go to.
Yeah.
Kind of give it the same idea, maybe block some things off or, make it more difficult based off of what order you do them in. I think they could pull that off and that would be a really cool idea, but I know Capcom and that will never happen.
No. My hope for this game is very, very low because of...
No, my hope is...
It feels almost Sonic-y.
Almost, except it's not bad.
Although I would kill for a Mega Man Sonic Forces game.
Yeah, right? Make your own Mega Man.
Yep.
I'd
do it.
But, like, these Mega Man games are still good. They're just not different. Yeah. So, like, while they're still fun and I'm still going to play them and enjoy them, Capcom stopped innovating years ago.
Probably when the Dreamcast died.
Pretty much.
Probably before then, too.
Probably, yeah. Like,
I don't remember a Mega Man game for Dreamcast. That
no. But I'm not just talking about Mega Man. I'm talking about in general.
Oh.
If you look at Capcom games, they fucking don't innovate anything.
Street Fighter series.
Really, though? They haven't done anything.
Well, I mean, it's big in tournaments and stuff like that.
Street Fighter V is one of, like, the worst reviewed games ever because of how they did it. Like, the paywalls behind everything.
Oh, yeah.
They say it's, technically, like, you know, as far as, like, technicality goes for a fighter, it's, like, the best fighting game ever.
Yeah.
But everything else...
To get to the stuff you want to play.
Right. Everything else about it blows.
Yeah.
And, like, when it boils down to it, it's not really any innovation at all. It's
yeah,
Street Fighter V is just a, you know, technically advanced version of Street Fighter IV, which was just a good graphic version of every other Street Fighter game ever. So they haven't innovated anything in Street Fighter forever. They've tried with Resident Evil and failed miserably. I still haven't played Resident Evil 7.
Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Which no one liked the one that came out recently, and I enjoyed it immensely.
So I heard that they might be doing a Devil May Cry Bayonetta crossover game.
Ooh.
So that could either be really bad, really good, but I predict it's going to be really cringy and terrible.
It's probably going to be that.
Because it's going to be...
Because their styles would work so well, but I think they're too similar of characters.
Yeah, they're very similar characters, and you know that the whole game is going to be Dante falling in love with Bayonetta and them ending up together, and just like it's just gonna be like really cringy, like sexual innuendo back and forth, because like Bayonetta is like a she's like a sex appeal type of character, like that's like how she fights and everything.
She felt like a female Dante,
exactly, honestly. Yeah, and I think that's just gonna end up the main focus on the story is gonna be like Bayonetta, you're so hot and I'm Dante, and like it's just gonna be fucking stupid.
I just want more Devil May Cry games.
Yeah, I want...
The third one was probably one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah, so hard, though.
It really was, but I'm hoping they come out with more games like that. Hoping Mega Man 11 is not garbage.
I think it'll be good. It'll be fine.
And with it coming out for the Switch, too, really...
That's the thing, is there's so many games that, you know, I still haven't played Wolfenstein. It's like $20 for Black Friday or something, $25 and on the Xbox. And I'm like, great, I'm paying $60 in a few months when it comes out for Switch because I want to support it because Doom did so well on the Switch.
Yeah, you're playing it
now. I'm playing it on Xbox, though.
Oh, you're playing it on Xbox now.
Yeah, I just went back because I wanted to finish everything up. And I'm not going to – I love Doom. Really loved it. Like I said, it was my my biggest surprise of 2016.
It was a surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, it was, but I don't want to spend $60 to buy it again on Switch.
Yeah, that's all too much.
Yeah, I'll wait and I'll spend the $60 on Wolfenstein instead because I haven't played it.
So go out and buy Wolfenstein for Switch when it comes out, and hopefully Mega Man's good as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
So that's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. And check out warbyparker.com to see their new winter line of glasses you can try at home. I'm wearing a pair right now. Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye. My brain just stopped.